Hey, let's do a couple of dictations. This is on a patient by the name of Sandra Evans, E-V-A-N-S, 71061. This was done on the 16th of September, 71061, date of birth. Our patient is a 61-year-old former teacher, has two children, 30 and 32, has been widowed, does not smoke, does not drink. Patient recently was admitted to a group home where she's being evaluated at this time. Period. In the paragraph, her disabilities and past medical problems include a history of stroke 2011, which has left her paralyzed on the left side, above the knee amputation, on the right side because of ischemia and peripheral vascular disease. Patient is wheelchair-bound at this time. Patient has severe pain because of neuropathy, has a baclofen pump in place, had a brain surgery because of her stroke in 2011, because of a bleed, has no history of hypertension or diabetes. She suffers from PAPS and had a frontal lobe removal, period. Patient has lymphedema on her left side because of left-sided paralysis and has a chronic edema. Patient has become much weaker at the time of admission to the group home and now is requiring PT and OT to reach her functional previous functional ability. Patient's blood work is up to date and medications reviews reveals duloxetine, Eliquis, levocitrate, L-E-V-E-T-R-I-T-R-T-I-R-A-C-E-T, Keflex, Lactulose, Zofran, Lyrica, Ropinirole, that's R-O-P-I-N-R-O-L-E, stool softener, magnesium, Tylenol number 3, Adderall, and baclofen. Patient family history, dad died of COPD because of smoking, mom died of COPD. Same reason, allergy, heparin. Patient is homebound. Patient is wheelchair bound, has become quite weak in the past 3 months since her transfer to the current facility because of her previous stroke and history of neuropathy and lack of mobility. Patient vital signs, 120 over 70, pulse 88, respiration is 18, heart positive, 1 positive, 2, lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, there's dense paralysis left side, there's lymphedema left side, there's above the knee amputation right side, the stump looks clean, skin shows no rash except for the lymphedema and the lesions where she has scratched herself on the left lower extremity, no sign of infection at this time. Patient recently was started on antibiotics. Go back to the past medical problems, also put atrial fibrillation. So assessment, here we have a 61-year-old woman with history of stroke, left-sided paralysis, dense, history of neuropathy severe, which has become more severe, has left her much weaker. Patient was able to stand up on her left side despite dense paralysis and pivot. She's no longer able to do that, period. The paragraph, patient is homebound. Patient is wheelchair bound. Patient would benefit tremendously from home health and PT and OT, which will start next number. His patient has had scratches, i.e. cellulitis, lower extremity, has been on Keflex. It seems to be improving, but nevertheless needs to be further evaluated. Patient is a high risk of fall, but patient needs to be better evaluated by home health nurse. Next number. Atrial fibrillation on Eliquis and history of, no, don't put atrial fibrillation, history of peripheral vascular disease on Eliquis. Next number is homebound. Next number is wheelchair bound. Next number is patient is widowed. Next number, patient also would like to see a social worker regarding some issues in her family, which we'll ask to come and see the patient as well. Thank you.